Well, today's episode is on a new guide for clarifying main GST registration issues. So let's start. Here's a helpful guide that explains the key points about GST registration, aimed at clearing up any confusion you may have about the process. An overview of GST and the requirements for registration. GST is a comprehensive indirect tax imposed on the supply of goods and services in India. The GST regime was introduced in 2017, which has substituted multiple cascading taxes like excise duty, VAT, and service tax, facilitating the country's taxation system. Various GST registrations are at the same address. Is it permissible or not? The issue of whether multiple companies can register for GST at the same address was clarified in the case of Indre, M.S. Spaceland's Office Solutions Private Limited, 2019 Tax Scan, AAR, 127. The applicant, who is in the leasing of co-working spaces, asked for clarification on whether different businesses operating from a shared address could each get a distinct GST registration. GST registration requirements for foreign entities in India. Foreign businesses operating in India through a branch must comply with GST regulations. The West Bengal Authority for Advance Ruling, in Indre, MS Iskartex named after PG Korobko Limited, 2020 Tax Scan, AAR, 201, ruled that a branch providing services in India must register under GST and file taxes using the forward charge mechanism. Requirements for GST registration when operating warehouses in multiple states. Businesses sometimes keep warehouses in distinct states to optimize logistics and lessen transportation costs. Understanding GST on brokerage for processed agricultural commodities. Brokerage services related to agricultural products are exempt from GST to support and promote the agricultural sector. But when the agricultural produce experiences processing, then the exemption may not be applicable. The same was shown in the matter of Indre MS Gayatri Enterprises, 2024 Tax Scan, AAR, 125, where the Andhra Pradesh R analyzed whether the brokerage services pertinent to the processed agricultural products like dehulled or split pulses were entitled to GST exemption. GST registration requirements for importers selling goods from customs warehouses. The question of GST registration compliance surfaces when an importer imports goods into India and then sells them from a customs warehouse situated in a state distinct from their registered business's operating location. Closure. Through rulings by the numerous jurisdictional HCs and various authorities for advance rulings, the GST registration in India continues to evolve in the nation, addressing complex business scenarios. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://blog.sajanfortech.com/new-guide-clarifying-GST-registration-issues. Thanks for listening.